Gemara says what? The Gemara is going back to Yudzayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, yeah. It says, Mechusar Begadim.
I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay, so therefore, Bisman Shabigdam. Okay. Okay, stop. Okay, so stop. Okay, so the Gemara said again from yesterday, the Pasuk of Mechusar Begadim is Vechagarta Osam. And at the end of the Pasuk, it says what? It says, their kahuna will be on them, meaning it sounds like whenever they're wearing their clothing, the shame kahuna applies to them. That's one pasuk. Clear? Every step, you have to understand every step in this, because trust me, if you miss a step along the process, you won't be able to follow. So the first pasuk is mechusar begadim, right? The chagarta, and that teaches you that without all your clothes on, some sort of idea that you're not considered kohen. Okay? That's the first pasuk. But then the Gemara says, the hal mahacha nafka. Chilo, right? Talmud. The chulei ulahav the menachol shemenachol. Okay, so keep that in mind. See, everyone missed that yesterday, which is okay. So the Gemara says, how do you know? What does the pasuk tell you about shasayayin? Shasayayin, if a kohen drinks, right, it's also for him to do avoda. Why? Because there's ulahavdim and kol shachol. And what does ulahavdim and kol shachol teach you? That he must differentiate between kol shachol, and if he drinks and there's avoda, right, there's some sort of perversion, some sort of horrible thing emerging. Okay? So those are your... What? Not the yain. What do you mean? You have yain nesachim. You have yain in the mikdash. Right? So now what does Gemara say? So now you have two verses. Why would you pick one over the other? Right, so that's statement one. Right, 1 second. Well, we know, right. So we know, that's the top thing. So we know the two verses. V'chagarta is one verse. That teaches you b'chusar begadim. Right? And the question is, why don't we learn that from Shasayayin? But Shasayayin only teaches you... What? No. 1 second. You have two verses, right? There's a v'chagarta and there's a Shasayayin. Now the question is going to make its move. Why would you learn from Shasayayin? Of course, right. Shashayan doesn't teach you what? Someone who drinks is a problem. So now, what does the Gemara say? Tamad Lomar. Okay. So therefore, we have Xer Shava. Shashayan has the word chukah in it, right? And so does Bechagarta. And so does Kiddush Darim Raglayim. Since the word chukah is there, so we're going to have Xer Shava. So that's this point here. In this mess over here, Shashayan, right, tells you your puzzle from Avoda. Right? Chukah tells you Mechusar Begadim. Okay? Yes. So far, so good? Does anyone not follow that? So first, seriously? Okay, Aval. Right. Kamash Rolan. Okay, so that tells you what? That tells you all Shasayan could tell you, though, is this. Only avoda that if you did, you'd be chayav misan. That's all Shasayan can teach you. What do we know for sure? We know that all avodas that you do when you're Shasayan, you're pasul from avoda, but we need some proof that's the case. Oh, so Mechusar Begadim tells us all avodas, right? So what are we going to say now? We're going to work backwards and say Shasayan. That's where the Gemara is going. Isaac, you can't do that. Gabriel, you got to pick up his slack. So Ashkechan, Mechusar Begadim. Ashkechan, right? Okay, stop. So that's this point here. Okay, so this is where you ended off yesterday. Okay, sort of. In other words, the Gemara again. Just one more time to go in order. The Gemara says it's exploring learning out from Shasayayin, but we know we have this pasuk too. So we're not going to forget about that. Shasayayin tells you what? If you drink, you can't do... If you do avoda, it's pasul. Oh, great. Chukah, mechusar begadim, pasul from avoda. Problem? Shasayayin's limited to only cases where... Chayav misa. Bevoachem ol moed, v'lelav losa musu. Okay? Right? So tam misa meaning the chayav misa. Oh, so Gemara says, okay, fine, great. So we look at mechusar begadim. What does that mechusar begadim tell you? All avodas. All. In other words, the pasuk of bechagrata, right? Teaches you what? The Bhagavad Gita teaches you all of others, right? Great. But now there's only one problem. The problem is that but Shasi Yain, we don't know every avoda. So how do you know Shasi Yain includes all avodas? Because of Begadim. Okay? Now understand something. The question I was pushing you guys into yesterday was, this seems like a bizarro Gzeira Shavim. The Gemara is bothered by that too, but it's couching that question in the question of Lahavdil. Because now, you have a question on this?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the question? This is just facts.
I know.
Okay.
Yesterday we wanted to say we learned out of
I'm sorry. Yeah, so Asya, Chukuga, Mechus, and Bergadim. Okay? Vahatana. What does that mean?
One second.
We forgot something. Okay, now it comes to this side. We forgot something. How do we know Shasa Yain's a problem? What tells us Shasa Yain's a problem? Oh my God. See where I'm pointing at over here? I'm pointing at Lahavdil, right? But that's not what the Gemara just included. The Gemara is telling us, how do you know Shasa Yain is a problem? Because of Mechus of Begadim. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. What? No. There's no Gzeira Shava business. Rather, what do we say? How do we know that Shasa Yain is a problem? Because of Lahavdil, right? Keep going.
But if there's no
Anan. And now you're going to try to learn from different pasuk. What do you mean? Learn from Lahavdil. That's what you learn out from. Lahavdil. Okay, so keep going in the Gemara. Now what does the Gemara say? Was that clear? You understand that? There's the Gemara saying, why are you learning out Gzeira Shava, Shasa Yain from Chusar Begadim, right? Which tells us information about Shasa Yain. What happened to Lahavdil? That tells you what the problem of Shasa Yain is. You can't learn out from, just put it more categorically. This is an external source. This is an internal source. Okay, so what does the Gemara say? Okay, so what does that mean? Rashi. So all along what? So the Tana started to talk. Okay, he started talking in the beginning of this brisa. He started talking, right? So let me just get through the facts first. Wait. So what was the first thing he said? The first thing the Tana said was, "Oh, Shasa Yain." Right? And he quotes this business of, he quotes the entire pasuk. Right? At that moment in time, he didn't remember what? The Gzeira Shava. He remembered, okay? He didn't. He quoted the whole business of Lahavdil without remembering the Gzeira Shava. And then he starts thinking out loud. He starts going through a process of thinking. Okay? Well, that's a good question, but I don't know if there's a real Havdil. But anyway, he said Lahavdil, but he forgot about the Gzeira Shava. He didn't remember it. And then what starts happening? Then
he
starts. What? No, yeah, that's what Rashi's saying. Rashi says, Rashi's saying that, he says, Ummaskana idkarle gzera shava. What do you mean idkarle? Idkarle means what? He remembers now. Now he remembered in the maskana. Oh, I remember the gzera shava, right? Vitana, keep going. So how's the Gemara now first reading this? What's the Gemara now saying? What's the Gemara now saying? With that fact in mind, how does that help us? Boom. Okay, right. So now, meaning reject this, right, and stick with this. So step one is Shasa Yain Lahavdil. Then the Gemara says, no, forget about that. He meant Gzeira Shava. That's what he meant all along, right? So he forgot this.
This makes sense. What do you mean? Right away, Gzeira Shava. So what told because we go to that.
I don't know. That still doesn't work, though. All right, it's not a real Hamida. But this still doesn't work. Because what's the problem now? The problem is that if that's true, what's he doing here, though? He's learning what? No, not quite. What does the Gemara say? You're half right. Which means what?
We said that we learned out that way.
Right. So, okay, if you want to retain the Lahavdil, right, which is what the Gemara wants to do, right? It wants to somehow retain the Lahavdil. But this doesn't make any sense now. How can you learn Mechus of and Shasa Yain? Because now what do you have? Both this limud and Gzeira Shava. What did the Gemara want to say? Or is it telling me he forgot the Gzeira Shava? Now he remembered it, but then this is superfluous because you already have Lahavdil.
Oh,
right? What? No. The Gemara doesn't want to abandon that yet. Not yet. Because you'll see. Go on one more line. So what does the Gemara say? This is how you read it. Minayin. Meaning what?
Meaning now
the Chagartah becomes what?
The main Machazabagata.
Right, that's the key here. That's all you really need to get. I mean, that's the ultimate thing to get out of this. This becomes the primary aspect of the Gzeira Shava. It can't be this way. It can't be from Shasayan to Machazabagata. It's from Machazabagata to Shasayan. Okay? But of course, we're left with one problem, which is. Right, keep going. Now the Gemara says, you got one last problem, right?
El Hab Dil Amali. Dravlo Mukim Amura Ama Miyamat Hava Lechavre Mishim Shif.
Okay, so what would he do? Okay. What would he do?
He wouldn't give Hora on Yom Tov because of her.
Because he drank. You see, it's okay. He's got a drink. It's okay. No problem. Okay. So Lahavdil, does Lahavdil have this? This question isn't as important. Okay, it's not as important, but it's interesting. So what does Lahavdil have anything to do with this? Shasi Yain Mashiach is talking about Kohanim and their avoda. I mean, it's a very strange idea to darshan out an idea that a rav can't give a shear if he drank. I mean, it's like very. I mean, it's just like a stretch. I think we can answer that, but you know, that's a secondary question. Secondary question is, how do you get from a Havdil by a Rav, right, from a pasuk that's talking about? Hold on, I'm going to answer that. Okay. I agree. In other words, if you're going to tell me it's a question of Misa, I think yesterday was only dealing with Misa, right? That when if you look at Shasayayin means that he can't do a Misa Voda. Right, it's always a psalm of Misa. So then you can start playing around with chimis and non-chimis, etc. But if you learn mechusav, we're going back to Shasayayin. That's what's interesting. What's interesting is that it makes sense why you'd start. Let's think a little broader. Give me a second. I'm going to figure out the right way to put this. One second. The reason why you would choose Shasayayin to learn, you want to learn mechusav, we're going to Shasayayin, is by Shasayayin. What do you say about the guy? His state of inebriation means that the concern, the chashash, is attached to what? Naturally, so of course it's attached to his Misa. Because if he's in an inebriated state, what's going to happen? He's going to mess something up. Mice. What? Do the wrong mice, exactly, right? So they extrapolate that to Mechusar Begadim. But if you go from Mechusar Begadim back to Shasayayin, what's it telling you? When you say it's a state in the Gava, what does that mean? Like, what kind of Kohen is this? It's an interesting idea if you think about it.
Then this is a Kohen who can't produce a Vada anymore.
Right.
Right.
Well, here's I'll tell you the example I gave. You're going to tell me if you use that example. If you say, let's say someone's a construction worker, right, and the job is to build buildings, and he breaks his arm. So two possibilities of how you define the person. Either you could say that what he's still a construction worker, right, but whatever. Just right. You just can't do a good job. You're still a construction worker. Just you're not able to produce a good building. Or you say no. That once you're missing a component, once you don't have that arm working, what are you no longer defined as? A construction worker. The idea of a chusar begadim is that if a kohen's missing a part, right? If he's missing a component, he no longer can be defined as a kohen, right? So that to me is a good, I think, a good example of how what the two possibilities are on this idea. If you take someone, when someone's incapable of doing, do you say if someone's incapable of doing a good job, right? So you're fine, so he's still defined as who he is, he just can't do a good enough job. Or do you say no, that once he can't do a good job, by definition, it removes his definition as a gavra, and that's it. He's now, no longer defined as a construction worker. Or he's no longer defined as a kohen. I think those are the two logical possibilities. I was thinking something along the lines of that. In other words, the structure of the isser is that, it's interesting. I mean, I just don't know how what the consequence of that is.
Well, it makes more sense if we say that.
But luckily, you're right. In other words, it's not just that, of course, the Rav can't do it, right? What you're saying is that he doesn't have the means, just in other words, it's like a czar. He can't produce a chalos of hara. That's what he's lacking in. Right, right. In other words, there's really two parts to hara. One part is the person giving it, the second part is the acceptance of the tzibor. So the hamin is a good hamin, because what would you say? The Haman says, okay, it's very nice the guy is a little inebriated, right? But he's still a goan. And what are the people going to say? They're going to accept it. What? Exactly. Because from the Tzibor's perspective, it's still a valid thing. So the Chiddush that Torah is telling you is that no, he can't produce such a hara. There's no halachic status of such a hara.
Someone understands what he's saying, and then their mind says that's true.
Just when you thought you're done. What? No, just when you thought you're done. The Gemara says, not so fast. So what does the Gemara say? Let's go slow. I'm not even interested in defining this now. I just want to get the facts down. The Gemara says, Akasi Mahacha Nafka. Now, what's Mahacha referring to? Rashi. Rashi is he's like halfway in the semi wide lines. Nachan Afka? Okay, so what's the Gemara asking? What's Mahasam Nafka now? The Nusnu. Okay, now, okay, slowly. The Nusnu B'nei Aaron HaKohen. Okay, now look at Rashi for a second. Mahasam Nafka. HaKohen, right? Gabe B'nusnu B'nei Aaron HaKohen Eish. Okay, slowly. So what does that mean? What? Just 1 second. Don't worry about that. The Gemara says, "V'nasav the Aaron a Kohen bichihuno." Okay, bichihuno, which means what? Keep going, the Gemara. Limeid. The Avad. Okay, so slowly. So the pasuk says what? It says v'nasnu b'nei Aharon hakohen, and the next words are eish al mizbeach. V'nasnu b'nei Aharon hakohen. What's odd? What's the Gemara picking up on?
What does it need to say hakohen?
Why does it have to say? Like Rashi says, why does it have to say ulumai itzrech hakohen? Why does the pasuk have to say v'nasnu b'nei Aharon hakohen? Okay. Oh, so what's it teaching you? Why does it say kohen? To teach you that if a kohen gadol, okay, wore the begadim, just wore a kohen big to hedge out. Remember? How many, okay, how many begadim does the kohen gadol have to wear? So if you didn't learn it from where, if we didn't learn it from the chagarta, right, if we didn't learn it from there, havamina.
So it's rejecting the matnim.
Yeah, avoda dema'akva kapara. Okay, it's very careful here. So only an avoda that what? Only an avoda that
holds by kapara.
Which avoda? Okay, I ask you. You should know this by now. Which avoda? Which avoda? No. Which avoda? Well, close. Which avoda? Which avodas are ma'akev kapara? What? Right. Okay. Good. Okay. And those are all chashev. Okay. Okay. So aval. Right. And okay. Good. And what is? And what's an example of an avoda that's not ma'akev kapara? No, that's is ma'akev kapara. What? Okay, and or I'll give you a better one, right? True possession. What does this pasuk say? Alaish, the nasnu alaish, putting wood on the fire is not a ma'akev kapara voda. Okay, so now what are we left with? You want to say why do you need this pasuk then? You have to learn it out from here because all this pasuk would teach you is what? What? Right, because that's all you can deduce from this pasuk because this pasuk is talking about non ma'akev kapara avoda, okay? So this doesn't work. Okay, again, if I only had. No. Okay, you'll see what I mean in a second. Okay?
Isn't this the case?
If you learn now from the High Salam Kahuna, which is which pasuk, the Chagrata, right? The Chagrata teaches you what? That when they're wearing their clothing, they're defined as Kohanim, the High Salam Kahuna. If you only had that pasuk, what's the Gemara being Moda now?
You need both.
Okay? If you only had that pasuk, what would you think? Just keep going. Then you would think what? It's only by avoda ma'akeves kapara. Avanasinas eish shel hedyot, which, by the way, is a separate sugya, but it's an amazing idea. But think about that lashon. The lashon in Rashi is nisinas eish shel hedyot, right? Demitzvah ba'almahi, right? Demitzvah ba'almahi. Sharei yesham. Right, for people like Nisim, right? So what's happening in the Mikdash?
The
fire is coming out. So what's he doing? But there's no need for him. It's a mitzvah alma. Does he have to actually add fire to a present fire? That's the key havamina. So maybe what will you think? You'll think that what? You don't require any begadim for that. No need for begadim, right? Meaning there's a halacha of a coin wearing begadim by.
Are we saying that was the case where they were mechusa begadim? How would we learn out that it's only
let him finish. Let Rashi finish. Keep going. Kamash Malan. Right, Lahachi Kasav Hacha, Chisarim Begadim Lamelaf. Right? When it says Vinasu B'nei Aaron a coin Eish, when it says that they put Eish on, what is that teaching you? Lahachi Kasav Hacha, Chisarim Begadim Lamelaf. Right? De'af Avodash Eidim Chusar Kapara. Right? That even if it's not Ma'akev Kapara, that what? That's
still bad.
It's still bad. Okay? That's Vinasnu. Right? De'i Avad. Aaron bevigdei hedjot lav shapir avod. That if he works, if he does avoda with wearing bevigdei hedjot, is that considered avoda? Okay.
Even though it's not lacquer.
What?
Even though it's one of the ones where kapara is not lacquer.
Correct. So what? So again. So now, what's the Gemara telling you? Right. One more time. We don't need. Why learn off of the chagatza? We got another pasuk order from which pasuk? Now this is the aruchu bnei Aaron according to
Masechta. Is this retaining the natnu or not?
No, Nasnu plays a secondary role. It's still retaining that. But look what the Gemara now does. The Hasam Nafka. The Archu B'nei Aaron HaKohanim as an Asafim. Okay? Now, one second. What do you mean B'nei Aaron HaKohanim? What do you call HaKohanim? B'chihunan. Teach you what? Mikan. Oh, this is reverse, though. Which is called what? Yitur begadim. So just this, there's the chusar begadim is yitur begadim. So what would you learn from here if a coin hedjo put on extra clothes?
No,
okay.
That.
Meaning what? That's interesting. The ikar isser is what is mechusar begadim, right? Whereas the secondary idea, although it's just zasser, is yitur begadim, right? So really, the isser was forming around mechusar begadim. So therefore, you always have to have that as a primary pasuk. Okay, so what do we see? I'll write this up for you guys tomorrow. What do you see? You see, mechusar begadim, mechagarta is mechusar begadim. One idea is that mechusar begadim teaches you primary chashiv avodas, the nasnu secondary. And then the other way is mechusar begadim teaches, mechagarta teaches you mechusar begadim. Yitzur begadim is from this pasuk. Knock yourselves out. I ask you.